USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech proved better than expected at protecting people from COVID-19 in a pivotal study, a milestone in the hunt for shots that can stop the global pandemic. The vaccine proved to be more than 90% effective in the first 94 subjects who were infected by the new coronavirus and developed at least one symptom. As far as what this means, Dr. Nicole Sapphire tells Fox News,
our threshold was just they had to be above 50%, so to be reporting 90%, that shows it's really working.
U.S. Housing Secretary Ben Carson tested positive for the coronavirus. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows also confirmed to have the virus. Democratic candidate for Georgia's Senate seat John Ossoff is challenging incumbent Senator David Perdue to three debates before January's election. USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.